This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, what would they say? Well, now it'll be the turn of the United States Senate to do something in regard to a farm bill. What changes will they make? I'll talk about it after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Well, after the House Agriculture Committee marked up its farm bill, it will soon be their turn in the Senate, and there are big differences in what is called the nutrition title. That's the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, school lunch program, those nutrition programs that make up about 80% of the so-called agriculture budget. But there may be some other differences, too. Taking a look at conservation. Coming out of that House Ag Committee bill, individual conservation programs would get sufficient funding in the House version. But the Congressional Budget Office's score shows the funding levels heading downward, with estimates that the bill would cut about $75 million in conservation funding over the next 5 years and cut about $800 million in funding from conservation over the next decade. The largest working lands program we have in conservation, the Conservation Stewardship Program, the CSP, would be rolled into the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. And funding for working lands conservation would be cut by about $5 billion over the next 10 years. A spokesperson for the Environmental Defense Fund, Callie Eideberg, said farm bill conservation programs provide farmers with certainty in a down farm economy. And in the face of low commodity prices, looming trade restrictions, and a global population approaching 10 billion, Callie said substantial and sustained conservation funding is critical for building what she called an economically and environmentally resilient food supply. There's also that animal disease funding, and the House Agriculture Committee bill calls for first-year mandatory funding of $150 million for that vaccine bank, that food-and-mouth disease vaccine bank that the pork producers and the cattle industry have been calling for. I'll be back after this.